episode 2868, enjoy a guilt-free Thanksgiving feast.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Thanksgiving is just one day. We're less than 24 hours till a scrumptious meal, sitting around the table with family and friends. But sometimes we get in our own heads. What happens when you're thinking about what's in your tummy versus what's on the scale? Enjoy a guilt-free Thanksgiving feast. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. The table is set and the recipes are lined up to be cooked. Whew, I'm getting hungry already. This once-a-year holiday does not have to sabotage your weight. Enjoy a guilt-free Thanksgiving feast. You know Thanksgiving comes around once a year. Why not dig into the deliciousness of homemade memories and tantalizing spices that bounce in your mouth, making you want more? It's a delectable splurge. Whew, yum, sign me up. But just because you want to take in all the goodness of family traditions, including food and fun, you don't have to sacrifice your health for one day of food wealth. You truly can satisfy any tooth, a sweet tooth, a savory tooth, a salty tooth, even just a yummy tooth, without being stuffed, because, you know, only a turkey is good stuffed. So enjoy a guilt-free Thanksgiving feast by laying the ground rules. Stick to the high five. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Stick to the high five. Now, take a deep breath because we're moving here really fast. And we are because guess what? I want to make an announcement here. I got to pause. Create Your Now is doing something extraordinary. We are partnering with Pray.com. There's going to be new content exclusive there. And yes, you're going to be able to watch it. And when I say watch, just think about what that word means. I'll leave it there. But it's launching here in just a few days, and it's scary as all get out, but God is leading the way, and we are jumping on board all in. So talk about a high five. Oh, yes, we're all in. So I want to make sure you are there with the family. Mark your calendar, stay tuned here, and make sure you sign up for the newsletter. All right, now that you have a deep breath, you're in for a fast ride. The splurge is about to happen. Oh, yes. Let's get ready to stick to that high five. Number one, get active. The more you move, the better use of fuel you've enjoyed. You got to get moving. Take that walk. Take two walks. I don't know if you've looked at your temperature, but I would do it. Do it in advance. Know when that turkey's going in and when you're going to take your walks. I know that doesn't seem like it's common sense because it's not, but if you remain active, you can enjoy yourself more. And I would encourage you, when you go for a walk, don't just go by yourself, unless if you need that special time. Sometimes we need to escape the chaos. You know exactly what I mean, wink, wink, when all the family gets together. But if you're one who says, you know what, I just want to go talk to my sister, then grab your sister and go take a walk with her. Get active together, right? It's so important. We have been apart way too long, and it's time for us to fuse our relationships again. Bring each other together. So get active together. Number two, eat backward. I know, you're wondering, what in the world? Eat what you normally don't get to enjoy. This is when you police your portions. Eat grandma's sweet potato pie. You only get it like maybe twice a year, so why would you not dig into it now and leave the everyday bread alone? Who needs to have a haystack with the bread? Oh, just have the mashed potatoes and the turkey and the gravy, but save room for that extra slice of pie. Eat backward. Whatever floats your boat, let that be what you want, the stuff that you don't get every single day. I mean, come on. If you're eating mac and cheese, is it just mac and cheese in a box? Or is it the mac and cheese that doesn't even come close to being in a box? You know exactly what I'm talking about. So eat backward. Find what tantalizes your tongue. Seriously, you want your taste buds to be on fire. And so eat what you don't normally get to eat. You'll have a much better time. Number three, savor the bites. Really taste your food. Wrap your taste buds around each bite and taste the love. Somebody put a lot of heart into what they're making. My husband, he is ridiculous, I just must say in advance. But he'll say, honey, will you make me that sandwich? I'm like, sure, but it's going to be a little bit. That's okay, I can wait. It tastes so much better when you make it. Seriously? Now, you know, guys, exactly what I'm talking about. And yes, I'm smiling, but it's very important. There's a lot of love that goes into cooking food. And when you taste it, you need to taste the love in it. And unfortunately, we're just gobbling it down. We don't need to act like this crazy animal that hasn't been able to eat in like 3 weeks. Unless if you're a crazy animal that hasn't been able to eat in 3 weeks. But that's not you. So savor the bites. Enjoy conversation together. And really allow yourself to indulge in all that you taste. Not just in, is a sweet potato pie? Oh, no, no, no. Taste that nutmeg. Oh, that cinnamon and that fresh whipped cream. Oh, delicious. Number four, be reasonable in your reality. Uh-huh, yeah. You got to be authentic about where you are in the season that you're in. Holidays are times of celebration. Don't use them as a way to abuse your mental power over yourself. In other words, no self-inflicted negative talk. You don't need to have negative talk wounds this Thanksgiving. You don't. You've done it enough. It's time to let it go. So if you can stick to the high five, again, get active, right? Stick together and get active. Eat backward. Savor those bites. And then when you hit your reality point, you're like, okay, there's no reason for me to feel guilty. I can enjoy what I'm eating and I can pace myself. I don't have to sit there and indulge and race and feel like I have to get like 20 hours worth of food in 10 minutes. That's not what you need to do, right? Pace yourself. Enjoy the moment. Be present in it. And finally, number five, focus on family and friends. If we're honest, Thanksgiving is not about the bountiful food. Oh yeah, it's definitely yummy. But it's more about the menu of life. Family, friends, fellowship food, and maybe a little football. Who doesn't need a little football in their life? Okay, maybe I do. You don't have to. But whatever it is, enjoy it around the table. Enjoy it holding hands with your family. Enjoy seeing their smiles across the table from you. My grandson stopped by, literally, it was kind of just a drop by and saying hi. They're going to see his grandparents on my son-in-law's side. And I'm absolutely thrilled for that time together. But as quick as the visit is, he's just kind of moving and grooving. His vocabulary is growing rapidly. He's 2 years old. And as I sit there and listen to him, I'm thinking, I cannot miss a moment of this. I want to capture every sentence that he says. Now, it's really easy to do that, right? We've got phones galore. You can take pictures. You can take video in literally less than a blink. But more so, I want you to connect your heart this Thanksgiving. When you enjoy that guilt-free Thanksgiving feast, it has nothing to do with food. I know, you were thinking it had everything to do with food. And yes, I'm all about the food. I've already got my turkey. It's already in the refrigerator. And if you haven't put your turkey in the refrigerator, have no fear. You can actually cook it from frozen. But bonus tip here, you need to cook it for at least an hour to an hour and a half longer than what the time says on the package. So based on the size of your bird, whether it's stuffed or not, look at the stuffed side and add about an hour to an hour and a half. I promise you, you will smell it. And most importantly, if you are doing it, put it in a roaster. And if you don't have a roaster, then put tinfoil over it to keep the juices all in. It'll keep your bird, especially the breast part of the bird, absolutely divine. So enjoy that guilt-free Thanksgiving feast. And don't make it all about the food. Remember who you're there celebrating with. Set aside the scale and the number on the hanger. What matters more is sharing your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day, and happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.